Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible, Psalm 69, verses 16 and 17. Answer my prayers, O Lord, for your unfailing love is wonderful. Take care of me, for your mercy is so plentiful. Don't hide from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in deep trouble. Waiting is never easy. Whether you're waiting for a phone call, a parcel, or medical results, waiting can be exhausting. And if life is really going badly, then waiting is even more agonizing. That's exactly how we find King David in this psalm. Things are going disastrously badly for him. He begins the psalm by saying that the floodwaters are up to his neck. He feels that he's sinking deeper and deeper into the mire and that he can't find a foothold. I guess we've all had times like that, and it isn't pleasant. David clearly feels overwhelmed and disorientated, and in his despair, he cries out to God. In his long life, David had learnt to be completely honest with God, and this is one of the many psalms in which he holds nothing back. He's absolutely exhausted, and he gives a graphic account of his condition. He says that his eyes are swollen with weeping, and that the people who hate him without cause are more than the hairs on his head. This is all very distressing, and our hearts go out to him, but amidst it all, he is confident that God is listening to him. Later on in the psalm, he praises God that he hears the cries of the needy, and that he would save his people. He had no doubt that God would reach out and bless him, however tough things were. It would be pointless to pretend that waiting is easy. It just isn't. But when we know the nature of God, then we can wait with confidence. Our waiting is still very demanding, but when we know that he will definitely respond to our prayers, then our times of waiting becomes a time when our faith grows. Let me pray with you. Lord, give us patience and strength when we have to wait. May we use the times of waiting to strengthen our relationship with you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.